Thanks so much. This was really a great start for this panel, looking at specifically at the role of not only international environmental law that we were flagging in the guiding questions, but also water law, human rights law, and law concerning investments. Now a bit more into the specifics of some examples and some regions. Among the guiding questions were also what are the most urgent challenges that the panelists see related to exploitation of hydropower potential in transboundary basins in their region, for example, and also what is the role of hydropower operators in the governance of transboundary waters? Because of course this infrastructure also provides for flow regulation to support other purposes, other uses also. And it's of interest how for this panel how this role also can evolve in relation to these other uses and environmental needs, how they can be accounted for. Next, I would invite Ms. Maria Guin, who is a senior fellow at the Institute of Public International Law in Bonn, and she's also former governing council, a member of Itaipu Binacional. And she would share about ensuring energy and water security in times of droughts from her experience in Itaipu. Please.
Thank you.